Well, good morning, kids. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. Hope that you're having an opportunity to say thanks to your dads for being there for you. And I hope that you have a wonderful celebration together on this Father's Day Sunday. So I want to talk to you guys about a guy named Jeremiah. Now, I did not read this text today with your parents, but you might want to encourage them to read it to you if they'd liked. But I just want to tell you about who Jeremiah was. Jeremiah was a prophet. Now, a prophet, how do I explain this? It's kind of like a spokesperson for God. God enters into their minds, their hearts, and their bodies, and shares with them what God wants the people of God to know. So they're kind of like a representative of God, telling the story of how much God loves each and every one of us. Now, Jeremiah was interesting because he didn't really want the job. He tried several times to get out of it. He made excuses. He tried to just ignore God. And the more he did, the more he came closer and closer to taking on that job. Now, have you guys ever done something that you really did not want to do? Like maybe, let's think of an example here. All right, kids, vegetables. Who here, let's raise our hands, who here loves vegetables? I can't see you, but I'm hoping at least one of you's raised your hands. How about specific vegetables like broccoli or Brussels sprouts? I actually love all those things, but I don't know if I always did. Do you guys like those? Well, maybe there are some vegetables you like, there are some you don't. But the reality is we have to eat our vegetables if we want to be healthy. And so sometimes we try everything we can not to eat our vegetables. We make excuses. We pretend they're not there. Some even might try the good old-fashioned chuck it off your plate and hope the dog gets it before mom or dad notice. We do everything we can not to eat our vegetables. But the reality is once we eat those vegetables, you may not know it, but you're going to feel a lot better that day and maybe the next day especially. You're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to feel stronger to play and do all the things that you need to do. Well, this kind of fits, I think, with what Jeremiah found out, is that no matter what he tried to do to get away from taking on those vegetables, to taking on the good news of God and sharing it with the world, and, you know, I'll be honest, he had to share some bad news, too, with the people because it was kind of a tough time and he was trying to get them out of a place of real darkness. But once he did that, things got better for the whole world. We're grateful that he did. Sometimes I think we have to remember that no matter what we're doing, even if we maybe don't feel like going to church or we don't feel like studying our Bible or just learning about Jesus, once we do it, we usually enjoy it. We usually feel really good about it. So I want to encourage you, obviously, to eat your vegetables because they're very good for you. And I'm sure your parents are doing their best to make it fun to eat them. But also to remember that sometimes the things that we don't want to do, they end up being either the most fun or the most good for us. And maybe even sometimes both. So whatever you're doing today, whether you're eating vegetables or not, I hope that you have a wonderful day. And remember that God loves you today, tomorrow, and all the days of your life. Will you pray with me for that today? Dear Jesus, help me to answer your call to share your love with all the world. Bless me on this day. Help me be strong and healthy. Help me be kind and sharing. And may I have a wonderful week. Amen. Kids, I hope you have a great day. I don't know what you have planned, but I hope it's fun no matter what. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.